Good afternoon. High pressure remains in control of our weather across interior New York and New England today. Some scattered clouds passing through, but a good deal of sunshine helping push our temperatures from our morning lows, which were on the cooler side in the 40s and lower 50s, back through the 60s and eventually into the mid-70s on average for afternoon highs. The high pressure center will remain in control tonight and for most of the day tomorrow. Skies will be partly cloudy overnight with lows back into the 40s and lower 50s. Now, tomorrow, a system along the eastern seaboard, which could become a tropical storm, will influence our weather indirectly. We'll start off with sunshine, and temperatures will climb into the 60s and 70s again. However, clouds will advance our way from this system along the coast from the south. Some places closer to the coast could have completely cloudy skies for the better part of the afternoon, while farther to the west and north, more sunshine will mix in during the course of the day. But it does look like everyone will stay dry as the system will track well to the east and south of Long Island and Cape Cod through the middle of the week. So that puts us in some clouds for Wednesday morning, followed by increasing sunshine as that system moves away back into the mid-70s. At that point, we'll turn our attention to a front approaching from the west, and there is the risk of a few scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Thursday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds in the mid to upper 70s. A pretty good cool down behind this front with a northwest breeze on Friday, despite sunshine only in the mid-60s before rebounding back into the 70s for the weekend with the chance of a shower on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Tropical Storm Harvey continues to be a slow mover given the weak steering currents. As a result, very little motion has been evident during the past couple of days as it spins west of Houston, Texas. Spiral bands of convection both near the center itself as well as on the perimeter will remain foci for extremely heavy rainfall. As an expansive area of southeast Texas has seen 20 to 30 inches of rain due to Harvey, the grounds are beyond saturation, leading to abundant runoff. Consequently, life-threatening flash floods continue to remain possible with any additional heavy rainfall. The threat will continue to expand eastward in time into southwestern Louisiana as Harvey drifts toward the upper Texas coast. Additionally, as is common with any tropical circulation, brief tornadoes may form anywhere from Galveston eastward just to south of New Orleans, Louisiana. While much of the nation focuses on the impacts from Harvey, a potential tropical cyclone is likely to form over the coastal waters of Georgia. The current forecast track takes the circulation east-northeastward, generally grazing the outer banks of North Carolina. The close proximity to the coastal Carolinas will lead to heavy rainfall, gusty winds, and rough seas in the Atlantic. During the next couple of days, expected rainfall amounts will range from 3 to 5 inches from Myrtle Beach up to the Outer Banks. A tropical storm watch is in effect. Elsewhere, broad ridging extending across the western United States will bring a widespread heat wave to the region. Highs between 105 and 110 degrees are likely over the interior central valleys of California, with mid to upper 90s in the central Great Basin and eastern Oregon and Washington. Heat advisories and excessive heat warnings have been issued. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 123 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, sunny in New York City, upper 70s, Boston sunny, lower 70s, and partly sunny in Buffalo in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low, 58. The record high 98 set in 1948 and the record low 42 in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:16 a.m. Sunset this evening 7:36 p.m. 13 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s today, partly cloudy tonight. Lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny with highs in the mid to upper 70s today and partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny skies today with high temperatures in the lower to mid 70s. partly cloudy tonight in the upper 40s to around 50. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, comfortable lower to mid-70s. Clouds Wednesday morning giving way to increasing sunshine mid-70s. A few scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm Thursday, otherwise partly sunny, mid to upper 70s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler on Friday, mid-60s. Mostly sunny, back into the 70s Saturday, and the chance of a shower Sunday, otherwise partly sunny, in the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.